Welcome to Fact Check Radio, a weekly wrap-up of spin and deception in politics. I'm Lori Robertson, managing editor of factcheck.org.
And I'm Vivica Novak, factcheck.org's deputy director. This week, we'll talk about ads in a few state Supreme Court races, which have grown increasingly negative in recent years.
But first, in honor of the congressional midterm campaigns wrapping up for Tuesday's election, we've put together a compilation of the biggest whoppers we've seen this season. First up, healthcare. This is likely the single most dominant theme among Republican ads, and leading the pack is the claim that the new law slashes the Medicare budget by $500 billion. Here are a few clips.
For hard-hit families. Even worse, SESTAC voted to gut Medicare, a $500 billion cut.
Barbara Boxer voted to cut spending on Medicare benefits by $500 billion.
Kagan voted for Pelosi's health care bill,
which cuts $500 billion from Medicare.
That threatens our ability.
These claims are misleading. The law calls for reducing the future growth of Medicare spending over 10 years, not for a $500 billion cut of the current budget. To put that in context, it's a 7% reduction in spending over the decade.
Besides that, the law adds some new benefits for Medicare beneficiaries, free preventive care and additional prescription drug coverage. The one area that will change is the Medicare Advantage program. About 10 million seniors are on these private plans, which are currently paid more per enrollee than traditional Medicare. The law brings those payments back in line with the regular program, so some of the extras that many Medicare Advantage seniors get now, extra eyeglasses or gym memberships, will likely go away.
But these claims are pretty tame compared with more outrageous ones we've seen recently. Crossroads GPS had an elderly man saying that the health care law threatens our lives.
And the Conservative 60-plus Association put a World War II veteran on camera to tell viewers that their freedoms will be chipped away unless the law is repealed. Talk about a whopper.
Next, the biggest falsehood we saw from the Democrats is the claim that Republicans want to abolish or privatize Social Security.
Care law. Tim Burns wants to privatize Medicare and Social Security, cutting guaranteed benefits.
Just this year, Benishek said he supports a plan that would let Wall Street gamble with your Social Security.
Meet Andy Barr, a corporate lawyer and lobbyist who wants to privatize Social Security and gamble it in the stock market.
In most cases, these claims are seriously misleading, and in others, they're outright false. Some Republican candidates do favor some privatization, but they call for a plan in which younger workers would be allowed to invest a portion of their Social Security taxes in the stock market, not a fully privatized system.
Even President Obama claimed the Republican leaders wanted to privatize Social Security, but that's not true. Even a partial privatization isn't at the top of Republicans' wish list. The idea didn't even get to first base when President Bush wanted to push it through a GOP-controlled Congress back in 2005.
Moving on, we have a couple of tax claims. First, several Republicans, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, claimed that Democrats want to create the largest tax increase in U.S. history. That's not true.
Their messaging, but Democrats are poised now to cause this largest tax increase in U.S. history. It's a tax increase of 3.8.
This became a theme in other ads, chain emails, interviews, and tweets, and it's a reference to the fact that the Bush tax cuts are set to expire, as scheduled by a Republican Congress and President Bush, at the end of the year. But Democrats have been saying all along that they want to extend the tax cuts for those earning less than $200,000 a year or $250,000 for couples. Some Democrats even favor extending the cuts for everyone.
Not to be outdone on misleading tax claims, many Democrats have claimed that their Republican opponents want to institute a 23% national sales tax.
Message.
Ken Buck wants to add a new 23% national sales tax to everything you buy. A bag of groceries, $11 more.
Another swift idea. Create a new national sales tax. We lose our mortgage, our child deductions, and pay 20.
That's a reference to the Fair Tax proposal. But the ads on this theme fail to mention that the sales tax would replace all federal income and payroll taxes. And the proposal includes rebates to counter the increased cost of essentials like food and medicine.
Another whopper, the claim that the stimulus hasn't created jobs. That's false. It has. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office puts the increased employment because of the stimulus at 1.4 million to 3.3 million people.
One more. Some freshman House Democrats have claimed they voted against the bailout, meaning the Troubled Asset Relief Program, but they weren't in office when that legislation was enacted in 2008. They're referring to a later, futile, and purely symbolic vote to block the release of some TARP funds.
Check out our website for a few more whoppers from the midterm campaigns, including those in viral emails. Moving on, state Supreme Court races have been filled with negative and nasty ads. Vivica, you looked into this subject. What were some of the whoppers you found?
Well, in Michigan, a Democratic Party ad falsely accused Justice Bob Young of ruling that citizens can't hold companies accountable when they pollute lakes or rivers.
According to Supreme Court Justice Bob Young, Michigan citizens cannot hold Enbridge or any other oil company accountable when they pollute our lakes or rivers. Young overturned a 30...
What's the story behind that claim?
It's not true. Citizens can still sue. What Young did was write the majority opinion in a 2007 case that said citizens can only sue when they are directly affected by harm to the environment.
So to put it in simple terms, if you use or live near a polluted lake or river, you can sue. But if you live far away, maybe not.
Exactly.
You also found misleading attacks in Iowa.
Yes, three Supreme Court justices there are being attacked for their votes to allow same-sex marriage in the state.
Activist judges on Iowa's Supreme Court have become political, ignoring the will of voters and imposing same-sex marriage on Iowa. Liberal, out-of-control judges ignoring our traditional values and legislation.
It's really opinion to say that they're liberal or out of control.
Yes, it is. And the groups behind the ad, Iowa for Freedom and the National Organization for Marriage, are entitled to their opinions. But the ad ignores the fact that the court decision was unanimous. That means two judges who were appointed by a Republican governor also ruled in favor of same-sex marriage. One of them is targeted by this ad.
What about the will of the voters?
Well, like it or not, judges are meant to base their decisions on the facts and the law, not public opinion polls. And this decision said that the Iowa legislature had violated the state constitution's guarantee of equal protection. Plus, it's not clear what the will of the voters was. Polls found Iowans closely divided on the issue.
And in the waning days of this campaign, you can read more about the whoppers we found at factcheck.org. FactCheck is a project of the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg Public Policy Center. And that's it for this edition of FactCheck Radio. I'm Lori Robertson.
And I'm Vivica Novak. Thanks for joining us.